Real News Radio, exposing government corruption, defending our Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is Real News Radio with your host, Farron.
Welcome to the Real News Radio. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, and deceit of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 4th, 2012. Brian's in the studio, streaming live at republicbroadcasting.org, therealnewsradio.com. Check out alternativemedia.org. We got two stories we have to get in this hour. We're going to take phone calls the rest of the time. 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to the phones. We have Michael in New York on the line. Michael, how you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. All is well here, gentlemen. Thank you. Great show as always. Great callers. Jerry, spot on. You guys cover it like nobody else. I just want to fill in a few gaps. Of course, if we were invaded, any other country was doing what we're doing to other countries, naturally, the civilians here would do the same thing. You're going to hate these people. They're insurgents. You're going to retaliate. I chop their heads off with no problem. If they're blowing up vehicles with my family in it or friends or just regular Americans minding their own business, I mean, that's a natural reaction. It's common sense. And these foreign agents in our government are the whole problem.
Oh, definitely. Well said.
And that's why I just wanted to say, guys, that as far as, you know, when we look back on the history, World War One, the Americans were told at the time that we had to get involved in that European fiasco because it was a war to end all wars, right?
That's right.
World War Two, same exact thing. We had to get involved because it's a war to end all wars. Then the Korean Vietnam War, we had to get involved, a war to stop communism, et cetera, all the way up today. Same old garbage, the same propaganda lines. The problem is the Americans have a very short-term memory. They don't recollect the events in sequence going back far enough to see the common pattern, the same thread that proves our government's being run by domestic foreign agents and domestic enemies.
Oh, well said, too. And I mean, you're exactly right. And you know, they so successfully indoctrinate the American people to rally behind these wars. You know, there's no anti-war movement, that, at least that I know of, that amounts to anything at the moment that's, you know, got a lot of people involved or showing up. You know, I have seen that in the past, but it's amazing how they bring the American people along. I mean, you got people like us that dissent and say that it's wrong, but you got so many that go along with it at the same time. And, you know, we go into Iraq, we devastate their infrastructure, we destroy their water supply, we destroy their electricity, and here this has been going on since 2003. We've been in Afghanistan since 2001, and right now, and I want to get your opinion, we're ratcheting up the sanctions on Iran. I mean, what do you see in the future with Iran? You think we're going to be in Iran before the end of the year, next year?
God willing, no, but they're hell-bent on making it happen because the Bolshevik commie Jews that are controlling the world through the money system and built up this United Nations globalist government system, they need another war to get all the countries into such a state of desperation that everybody on their knees will be begging them to help us feed, to provide food, water, even some jobs, money, like the Rosa FDR programs where everybody's working for the government, getting a chicken in every pot just to survive. That scenario is what they want to bring about again. But let's look back and realize that when they dragged us into these foreign wars in World War One, World War Two, it's because aggressor.
Hold that thought. Hold with me through the break. We're coming up on a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Farron and Brian, the Real News Radio, joined by Michael from New York. Stay with us.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Michael in New York. There, Michael, the break got you there. Go ahead and continue with your thoughts, sir.
Thank you, Farron. Well, when we recall back to World War One, World War Two, we're told we have to get involved in that foreign war because of an evil aggressor. Now, here we are today invading all kinds of countries, not bothering us, along with our master, Israel. We're really their lackey. Israel's over there invading all these countries, not bothering them. And just like an evil aggressor, and here we are doing the same thing. We are now the new Nazis. That's what disappoints me the most with the Americans today, not realizing we are now the new Nazis. And naturally, we're going to be despised around the world. After World War II, an American could travel anywhere in the world, and they were adored. Now, travel around the world and see how they like you. And it's all due to the same reason that you guys have been covering. And it's very pathetic because it's so obvious. They're setting us up to be the new evil aggressor on the planet for the next war, and the whole world's going to want to gang up on us, and rightfully so. And it's disgusting to realize that this is the situation Americans are complacently allowing to happen.
And, you know, you bring up a good point because I have wondered, Michael, and I'll get your opinion, when are we going to invade yet another country over some false pretext like we did with the weapons of mass destruction? And maybe China and Russia and some other countries come together with a coalition of the willing, saying, hey, we've had enough of the big bully, we've had enough of perpetual war, and we're going to put a stop to this. And, you know, instead of us being up against a foe like in Afghanistan using World War One and World War Two implements, and we can't defeat for a decade, be up against some real military.
That's inevitable. When the whole world gangs up on us and our military spread out thin all around the globe and they're worn down through attrition, constant repetition of cycling into various theaters of conflict and war, and not just war, but policing. And that's what's really going to wear these is wearing these guys down, forcing them into a state of depression. They're not allowed to go in and kick butt and win a war over a real enemy. They're forced to stay in a foreign environment perpetually, far from their home, far from their families, and do this policing as well as this mercenary type of activity that you guys have been covering. And it's all by design. We are being set up for the fall. We're not intended to win the next war. They're designing everything to make sure we lose the next war, because the United States, as a constitutional republic, was the only real threat to the globalist agenda, and that's why they've been trying to get the guns. The last bastion of freedom in this country is the civilian owning of armaments, and they know that, and that's why they're trying to get that, so that they know they can roll over us for sure.
Yeah, and it's and you put it very, very well. We're seeing it incrementally being put in place. Their agenda continues, no matter which puppet they rotate in and out. The middle class America always takes it on the chin. We're always the loser. We foot the bill. We have, you know, I've been asking the question during this broadcast, out of the $8 trillion that Barack Obama has went through in the last 4 years, what has middle class America benefited from it? What do you have from that money that he spent that you owe? Nothing. In fact, you're worse off now than you was when he took office, and it just continues. And they're conditioning us right now to accept what's going on in Syria and to accept. And we've got a report here. If we get to go into it, Reuters reported this past week President Barack Obama signed a secret order authorizing U.S. support for rebels seeking to depose the Syrian president. So we're yet again involved in conflict, but the Congress has not passed any votes to allow war in Syria. Congress is ceremonial as usual. The president can do everything with executive orders or signing statements and rule like a king, like John said last week. Hey, I'll give you the last word. Anything you'd like to add? Very, very good information.
Thank you, sir. Just a couple points, and let's recall Leon Panetta, Secretary of Defense, stating that the UN dictates where our military goes. It's right in our face. UN takeover.
That's right.
And as Brian said, a lot of the Americans that are caught up in the system, they're afraid to lose their pensions because they will if they speak out. And that follows up with what you said earlier, Farron, where they'll eventually they'll take our money away, make it all electronic. And then as an electronic currency, then anybody speaking out anywhere, all they got to do is hit delete on a keyboard and your bank account is zeroed out and you're broke on the spot. And that's what they want to do to us financially, economically, with the money system, so they can keep us quiet.
And two, and I'll get your opinion on this, Michael, I think the goal is when they go to a cashless society, everything you own is going to be on your card. Say if you own a video camera, that video camera is going to be part of your possessions. That way they can tax it, they can regulate it. And if you want to sell that video camera to Brian, then 40 bleeps of whatever the currency is going to be moved from him to you, and that camera is going to be moved from you to him. Everything's going to be tracked, and this is going to be the greatest way to round up, confiscate all firearms, because everyone that don't have it on there, you can't sell them. You can't trade them, and they're going to say they're doing this to eliminate theft. No one can steal your identity. No one can steal your money. They'll eliminate drugs. There'll be no more drug trade. There'll be no more cheating on your taxes. They'll justify it this way, but this is their ultimate goal, is a digitized, cashless society with all of your possessions listed on this piece of grain-sized implant that houses all of your information.
That's absolutely correct, Fair, and that's definitely the bottom line to where they want to go with that. And I will just say that, you know, it's not going to be a chip, because chips cause cancer, and so there's going to be a lot of lack of cooperation taking that chip due to that fact. But here's how they're going to do it, because they do have an ink that holds memory. It's been around for quite a few years now, and the ink could be an invisible tattoo, which falls right in line with all these people getting tattoos, all these kids. It's everywhere. It's hard to find somebody today without a tattoo, right? And so that will make it easy for people to accept a tattoo mark, especially if it's invisible, and you can have that on the forehead as well as on the hand, fulfilling the scripture all the way. That's how I see them trying to go with that sometime in the near future.
Just and like these barcodes, tattoos where people have barcodes.
That's correct, exactly. And making it invisible so it's only seen under a UV or black light type of light, then it'll be more acceptable because you don't even see it with the naked eye. So it doesn't stand out. It's not unattractive to view. And so I see that's right now, that's where it looks like it's going to go with that technology to achieve that enslavement move on all people everywhere. And last, I'd just like to say that we all need to make flags, SOS, under the red, white, and blue flag. And SOS, same old shiitake mushrooms coming from the scumbags in Washington from the Democratic and Republican Party.
All right. Hey, I like that idea. Well, thank you so much, Michael. Thank you so much. You have a great day today.
May God bless all you guys. Have a great day.
If you'd like to call and join us, 1-800-313-9443. I want to get this in right quick before we go back to the phones. This was in from U.S. News and World Report. Court upholds domestic drone use in arrest of American citizen. A North Dakota court has preliminary upheld the first ever use of an unmanned drone to assist in the arrest of an American citizen. A judge denied a request to dismiss charges Wednesday against Rodney Brossart, a man arrested last year after a standoff with police at his ranch. Brossart's lawyer argued that the law enforcement's warrantless use of an unmanned military surveillance aircraft was outrageous government conduct, warranted the dismissal of the case, according to U.S. News and Report. But the judge wrote that there was no improper use of an unmanned aerial vehicle, and that the drone appears to have had no bearing on the charges that are being contested. So drones used by your local law enforcement is constitutional. That's what they're going to rule, just like they're ruling that government-mandated health care is a tax. I don't foresee winning the battle in the courts because that game is rigged. Now, I know a lot of people disagree with me with that. I get the email. If you can win it in the courts, well, then why isn't someone doing it? Who are they that's winning this thing in the courts? So many people talk about, we got to win it in the courts. That game is rigged. You know, if you think the elections are rigged, people that email me that you can win this thing in the courts, who is winning it in the courts? Where are they at? Where's the information? I'm told all the time you can win it in the courts, but who is doing it? If no one's doing it, then how can you say you can win it in the courts? You know, I don't understand that philosophy. But we're going to go back to the phones. We have Larry that's been patiently holding on from Pennsylvania. Larry, are you with me, sir?
Oh, I sure am, Farron.
Thank you for holding, and we will be coming up on a break. Just hold through it. I'll let you know what's on your mind today.
Well, I wanted to give you and Brian some breaking news on your representative there, Virginia Fox.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Well, she actually, I'm glad you guys are sitting down. She actually stood up for the Constitution by voting against the recent bill that passed rewriting Article 2 of the Constitution. And basically, it divests the Senate of the power to accept or reject the appointment of presidential nominees.
Wow, okay. And, you know, there's been several times that we have agreed with Fox on her stand. She was standing up for Audit the Fed. Hold for me, Larry. We're coming up on a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Real News Radio. Farron and Brian, joined by Larry from Pennsylvania, back in moments.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldarethespraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're back on the Real News Radio, Farron and Brian in the studio saying we are conspiracy factualists and everyone else is reality theorists. And we got Larry on the line from Pennsylvania. Larry, you were saying that Virginia Fox was upholding, and I'd not seen that. That was news to me. I didn't even know that was up, legislation was pending or whatever. Go ahead with your thoughts. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, that was it was posted on the New American, and this vote passed by 261 to 116, and you know, just another way that our Congress isn't doing its job of checks and balances. This bill passed the Senate last year to, you know, to allow the president to put his people in without Senate approval. It passed last year by 79 to 20. So, just another stab in the back of the Constitution and our founding fathers. And of course, my neocon establishment Republican representative, Glenn Thompson, he voted for it. And as they often do with these things, they tried to get it. They tried to do a last minute voice vote on it. You know, so then their name wouldn't be on record as having voted for it, but that was beaten off. So it's on record every congressman that voted for this unconstitutional bill.
Well, you know, and it reminds me of what we were talking about earlier, how hopelessly broke Washington is. They're out of touch with mainstream America. They don't care that they're out of touch because they're in touch with the corporations and the lobbyists where they get their money. And just like audit the Fed, it passes the House, and they're not even going to take it up for a vote in the Senate. The fix is in, and we are always the loser. And I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to add? We got a couple of minutes before the next break.
Yeah, I don't know if Brian posted this on alternative media or not, but maybe he saw or you saw it was posted by on Prison Planet by Paul Joseph Watson, how Russia is sending missiles to Cuba, and I guess they want to look to park their navy there too.
I saw that. I hadn't posted it, but I also did see that.
Well, I mean, you know, and it goes into kind of what Michael was saying earlier. I mean, we've got a perfect storm scenario for World War III if we keep pushing, trying to be this aggressor nation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the New World Order uses our military as a point of the spear, and I guess Russia's getting tired of us, or us, the bankers that run this country, encircling them. So this is some pushback on their part.
Oh, definitely. And I think we're going to see more of that from nations around the world that they're tired of the New World Order's militarized arm, the United States military, involved in conflict after conflict. I mean, this notion that they're saving the peace by starting wars is ludicrous. But yet, you know, it seems to work with the American people.
Yes.
Or
yep.
A lot of the American people. Anything else? Hey, great phone call. Appreciate it, Larry.
Just a few weeks ago, you raised the question, what would be a good business to have in this economy? And, of course, with the greatest gun salesman in the world in power, would be a gun dealer, I would suggest, because, you know, gun sales are off the charts. And you've seen what happened out there in Colorado. Gun sales just shot up. So, that would be maybe you'd be a gun dealer, Farron.
Well, that's good. You know, we had had some phone calls in one time. Remember, they were selling bullets by the forklift pallet load at one of the local gun shows. We'd had some phone calls a while back. So, hey, everyone go out, buy guns, buy bullets, exercise your Second Amendment rights while you can. And I'm 100% for that. Anything else you'd like to add, Larry?
Yeah, my wife wants to say something to you.
Hello there. Hey, I just want to urge all Americans to get off the couch, get out, and voice their support for our right to know what's in our food, support the proposition out in California, contact their representatives regarding the Farm Bill and the Ag Appropriations Bills. There's riders on both of those bills. That would benefit the big biotech companies. And, you know, people don't get out and start. I think we actually need to start demonstrating peacefully. But, you know, we're losing all our rights. Basic, they're taking over. They've already taken over the food supply. And this lobbying is just, it's criminal. It's absolutely criminal. And I really don't know what's going to happen to our future generations. It's, you know, to me, it's so scary, you know, besides everything they're doing, you know, it's like we're under attack from our own government constantly with the spraying, with the poisoning of our food supply, of our environment, the soils.
But we're coming
now,
up,
you know,
we're
not
coming
being
up on
able
a...
to have a right to know what you're eating, to control your health.
We're coming up on a break. Hey, thank you for calling in. I'm going to have to let you go. We're coming up on a break. Thank you so much. When we come back, it'll be Margaret here in North Carolina. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
We're going to go back to the phones. We got Margaret on the line. Margaret, I was just talking about you the other day. I was beginning to think you didn't love me anymore.
Oh, Baron. No, no, no. I've just been under the weather a little bit, but I've been listening and listening to all of your new callers, and they're great. I'm so glad to be able to hear what they've been saying.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Well, thank you. And I just couldn't let all this go. And the thing... I was going to call in about the missiles in Cuba. And I would say also that they're also in Venezuela. And Cuba is just 90 miles off of Florida, you know, and you can stand in a hotel room in Key West, and on a clear night, you can see the lights in Cuba. So this is getting pretty close to home, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, and, you know, it's like Michael and Larry were saying. I mean, we're seeing the stage set practically perfectly for a World War III scenario.
Mm-hmm. And I was listening to True News last night with Rick Wiles, and he was saying that they're nuclear. And this is not coming from just people reporting. This is coming from Russia on RT. And this is not a joke, people. This is on your back doorstep.
And you know, Margaret, I'll get your opinion, but we could see a strike against Iran. And then this thing just mushroom as country after country gets involved with a conflict on one side or the other, and we could be in a World War III scenario in a matter of days.
In a matter of days. They're saying a lot of the watchmen that are watching all of this are saying that probably September, October, I mean, we are in a big time, big trouble here.
And you know, you couple this with the you've got a worldwide economic collapse.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a country here in America where the unemployment's just rampant,
mm-hmm.
and then you've got a world poised for war. And of course, you know, we just keep. I agree with Ron Paul on one thing. When you put these sanctions against a country and you're just devastating their economy,
mm-hmm.
it is an act of war, and mm-hmm. you're inciting hatred, and there may be blowback.
Mm-hmm. And we're forgetting one thing here. We're under the judgments of God. I believe that wholeheartedly, that God has said that he has had enough. And he is going to judge this country. It's going to begin in this country and then move to the rest of the countries. And we are so wicked and so evil in this country, and the pastors have let everything just slide by and never say nothing to the little sheeple sitting in their churches, and we are in so much trouble. And there's two things that I want to say and tell the people here that are listening, because I realize you've got some good listeners here now. And I don't know if you've heard about the HSBC bank. And there's a website that the guy is the whistleblower that worked in this bank, and his website is worldbankingworldfraud.com. And, I mean, they have been doing banking, laundering money all over the world with the drug cartels. And the worst thing is that they've been using people that have bank accounts. They're using their name and their accounts. So you don't know whether they've been using your bank account to launder money.
Now, I'm not aware of that. I'll have to check out that website. I can tell you this. They can use your email address and send out everyone that you know an email that didn't come from you. That happened to me yesterday.
Well, I believe that Pharaoh can use just about anything he wants, Candy.
Yeah.
And there's something else that they keep saying, that we don't have any money, that we're in bad trouble. But listen to this. When they want to promote the gay rights and the abortion, we seem to have plenty of money. They spent $3 million to promote the gay rights lobby so they could go to Africa and promote all of this debauchery and wickedness with our tax money. And that wasn't enough. They took $12 million and had a gay party in our American embassy in Kenya. And they're doing this all across the world and using our embassies for this kind of nonsense.
There's plenty of money when it comes to war.
And they spent $23 million to change the constitution in Kenya and in Africa so they can have abortions and the gay projects that they want to have. And it's going on in all of Africa. And they want to, it's like a population control and breaking down the morals of other countries. And you think that we're not going to have the judgments of God upon us for this kind of nonsense. And you can find this at laurendavis.com. It's L-O-R-E-N Davis. He is a missionary and pastor in Africa, and I listened to him for almost an hour the other night, and it is horrible. It just makes you sick that we've got money to spend on this kind of nonsense, and we can't take care of the health and the senior citizens and the disabled
here in America.
And our disabled soldiers. I know soldiers right now that are going to veterinarians to get their health care.
Oh, yeah, our elderly choosing between food and drugs. 9/11 first responders, no money for them. I mean, mm-hmm. It goes down the list. I mean, it is so tragic. But, you know, Margaret, we're a society in rapid decline. I mean, we're a society, and we're morally bankrupt. Mm-hmm. We're economically bankrupt, mm-hmm. and we're spiritually bankrupt. We've mm-hmm. we've asked for this,
mm-hmm.
we've begged for it, and I agree with you. I believe she's coming.
And I'm going to tell you that this Pharaoh that we have up there in the White House that considers himself the Pharaoh, I believe he's going to go right back into office. And when he gets in there this time around, he is going to take off the mask, and you people are going to see exactly what you've got there.
Well, you know, that's kind of been my take on it, too. And, you know, you've probably heard me say this, but when you've got a good sellout trader and he reads a mean teleprompter, why would you rotate the puppet? And I think they're going to frame this 52-48, one way or the other, all the way to the selection, and then they're going to claim it was a big squeaker, maybe even have some of that dangling Chad absurdity, and he's going to go right back in, and I think on this next watch, the bottom's going to fall right out. And I'll give you the last word. We want to get everyone on today. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, if we get into some kind of trouble, he's going to declare martial law, and that's the end of it. And I think the people in this country don't understand what martial law really is like.
Well, they've never lived in it.
Well, look at mm-hmm. Anaheim.
Yeah, look what's going on in Anaheim. Mm-hmm. After Katrina, look how willing they were to turn in their guns. Mike that called in last week was talking about TV shows. The cops show up. They hand over their guns. They're the ones that called the cops.
Yeah.
I
just love Michael when he calls in from New York. I mean, he's got it down. I love the way he's not afraid to say the truth, and God bless the people that are calling in doing that. Mario sends his love to you guys, and I just want to say to the people, you're not going to protest. You're not going to have all of your little protests. It's not going to do any good. It's too late. It's too late. You have to get on your knees. This country has to get on their knees and repent from all of this wicked stuff that is going on in this country, like the abortions and the gays, and spending our money to promote all of this debauchery all over the world.
And this country's a long way from that. Hey, thanks for the phone call. Tell Mario I said hello, and stay in touch with me. Thanks for the phone call. All right, if you'd like to call and join us before we go off the air, 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Always find it interesting, Brian. Plenty of money. There's plenty of money. Until it comes time for middle class America, our elderly that's worked and contributed.
Big bank get in trouble. They'll have all the money they want tomorrow.
Oh, bailouts. They have extra money.
You need $100 billion? Sure. Okay, here you go. No problem.
Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan. I wanted to get this story in. This was Fox News. Now, listen to this one. Senator Jeff Sessions, the Republican from Alabama, is demanding answers after reports surfaced that a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent is facing punishment. His crime? arresting an illegal immigrant. The unidentified agent could face a three-day suspension after he arrested a 35-year-old illegal immigrant from Mexico who had as many as 10 traffic violations, and he was nabbed in Delaware. The agent was ordered by supervisors to release the individual because he was not a priority target. When the officer balked, he was threatened with a three-day suspension, and the illegal alien was let go. This action that it appears were taken by your agency sent a message to agents in the field that they will be punished for doing their duty and enforcing the law, Sessions wrote in a letter to ICE Director John Morton and obtained by Fox News. A spokesman for the Newark Police Department told Fox News that an American citizen had been stopped under the same circumstances, he would have been jailed. Sessions said that this is troubling revelation. Federal law enforcement should certainly not be giving illegal aliens more preferential treatment than is afforded American citizens, Sessions wrote. Your agency's apparent treatment of the criminal alien sends the troubling message that the demands of public safety are trumped by the desire for reduced deportations of those deemed not presidential priorities. Now, we could go on and read the whole story, but I think you get the gist of it. We've been saying it here on the Real News Radio for years. The goal is for a wide-open southern border. The goal is for illegal aliens to run amok all over the country. And I believe you can pretty much take a look at things and see that that is successfully happening, and neither the Republicrats nor the Democons is going to do jack about it. Now, they will pay it a lot of useless lip service, and Rob Me is doing that right now, as has everyone as for long as I can remember, the last two decades, but they're not going to do anything about it. It's just like when Barack Obama said, I'm going to bring the troops home. You can take that to the bank. Day one. You know, we've played the clip and played the clip. Man, it's funny.
I'm going to close Guantanamo Bay. But guess what? He didn't. He refurbished it.
Barack Obama is not going to bring the troops home because people more powerful than him sent them there. He is the mouthpiece. He is the puppet. And until people can accept this and see that it is what we say it is, we're going to continue down this sad, sad same path. And, you know, a lot of the best information each week comes from our callers, which that's why Brian and myself wanted to do this broadcast, so we could let the public really vent what's on their mind. Agree, disagree, it doesn't matter. But you have a platform where you can say what's on your mind. You can speak truths here that you don't hear anywhere else because you've got so little platform of real outlets of the truth. Thank God for Republic Broadcasting, republicbroadcasting.org, and some of these other ones that Margaret was mentioning that I wasn't aware of. And, you know, there may be more and more people getting involved in broadcasting the truth, but at some point, don't want to put a stop to that. They won't want anyone out here maybe dissenting, waking up the masses. That's why you have that HR 347 where you can't even protest near anywhere the Secret Service are, because they're incrementally legislating the removal of dissent. If you're a patriot and you love liberty, why, you're considered a terrorist in America. Now that they can assassinate American citizens, wow, isn't that a comforting thought? Look how far we have come, and you could name however long you wanted to name, but in the last 10 years here in America, with just the legislation, just the fact that the federal government openly claims people that want to talk about restoring the Constitution, people that are pro-Second Amendment, people that talk about the Constitution Party or Ron Paul or in the Fed or 9/11 truthers. You are the new terrorist. You are the one the government wants to keep an eye on. You are the one that is scary to society. This is how far we have fell in America. Black is white, up is down, war brings peace, This is the kind of things they indoctrinate the American people to accept. While we've got a society bent on humanism in a love affair with technology and really removed successfully from critical thinking and common sense, they become fodder for the powers that be. And that's why we find ourselves in the shape that we're in, where even ICE agents that arrest illegal aliens, which I thought was what their job was in their job description, is put on a 3-day leave and reprimanded for attempting to do his job. It's just amazing to read some of the news that comes across this desk. And of course, we got this in just quickly. Reuters, President Obama has signed a secret order authorizing U.S. support for rebels seeking to depose the Syrian president. There will be no conflict that we will not be in. Even though we're bankrupt, we're going to be in every conflict on one side or both. We're coming up on the last 5 minutes of the broadcast. You're listening to the Real News Radio with Farron and Brian. Back in moments.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Thank you.
on the Real News Radio. About 5 minutes left in today's broadcast. We're going to go back to the phones. We got Rich on the line from Pennsylvania. We've only got just a couple of minutes, but they're yours, sir.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
In support of what your last caller said about this country getting back to prayer and repentance, there's a group of Christians that do a collective prayer every night at 9 p.m. So I just set my alarm on my cell phone to go off at 9 p.m. and, you know, Eastern time. And I think if we get enough people across the country to participate in that, it could be a positive effect.
Oh, interesting. What's the name of the group?
I don't even know. I found out about it about a month ago or two ago through email, and it sounded good to me, so I just started doing it.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for that. We got just a couple minutes. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I agree that this country needs to repent, and that's the only way I see it getting any better. Take care, and God bless.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. There was a great article done by the Economic Collapse blog.com. I'm a big fan of theirs. It says if the Republicans really wanted to stop the federal government from all this spending and running up all this debt, they could have done it. If the Democrats really wanted to stop the federal government from running up all this debt, they could have done it. So let's not pretend that one of the political parties is a hero and the other is the villain in this drama. The damage has been done, and both parties will go down in history as being grossly negligent on fiscal issues during this period of American history. Neither Barack Obama nor Mitt Romney is promising to eliminate the federal budget deficit in 2013. They both talk about how the budget will be balanced someday. And I just wanted to get that in. How many times have we done the stories where on these budgets, all the savings is off in some distance 10 years away, while actually what they're talking about saving is just out of the amount of indebtedness they're going to be ratcheting up. It is incredible. With just a couple of minutes left, people, educate yourself, look into these matters, become activists. Support RepublicBroadcasting.org, TheRealNewsRadio.com, AlternativeMedia.org. Wake up your neighbors, burn DVDs, try to alert the masses, because only together can we affect change. We're being destroyed from within. Washington has been hijacked by criminals. They are selling out middle-class America with no end in sight. We have to affect change. The Constitution is in suspension. That's why they don't go by the Constitution at all. Congress is ceremonial. And we are continuing these wars of aggression while our economy here is just decimated. Our children's future is nothing but bleak because of the actions and inactions of the American people. I'm hoping we can line up and maybe get Larry Pratt on next week. We'll see. We've got a few fillers out on some guests. Again, if you're getting some email from me, don't open it. It's not me. I've been hijacked. Maybe we'll get that straight some point in time. Well, until next week, this is Farron and Brown on the Real News Radio saying when they come for your gold, give them the lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
Are you against